Hey, so my
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I praise the Lord, everybody. Good evening and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our live broadcast, our radio broadcast, for our praise prayer, for our study in the Word of God. We just give God all the praise tonight, all the glory and all the honor on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 66. Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of the power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall to thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doings toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruled by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life and suffered not our feet to be moved. For thou art God. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou layest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I would go into thy house with burnt offerings. I would pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth have spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fattening with incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goat. And hear all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was exalted with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God have heard me. He have attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayers, nor his mercy from me. I have just read you Psalm 66 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right now.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, I just come giving you all the praise and all the glory. I magnify your name on tonight, God. I glorify your name tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now, God, asking you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Just move me from this flesh, God, that the Holy Spirit may use this vessel. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice tonight. In the name of Jesus, cover their families, cover those that will listen to this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to open up our minds and our hearts that we may receive your word, God. In the name of Jesus, and that you may put your words on our hearts, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I just bless and thank you right now. I worship you right now, and I bind the strong man tonight. I bind up the strong man right now. I bind them up, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled. I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go from our lives and from this radio broadcast. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen, amen. So let it be. Amen, everybody. we're going to get ready to start in Deuteronomy 29. Deuteronomy 29 and 30 is tonight. Amen. There are the words, these are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them. Are you not? No, ma'am, you're not muted. Say something else. You probably mute yourself. Oh, wait a minute. Say something, Ray.
Hello.
Can y'all hear me? Okay, there it is. Okay. Okay, let me read now. So the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, ye have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh and unto all his servants and unto all his land, the great temptation which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. Yet the Lord have not given you an heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. And I have led you 40 years, in the wilderness. Your clothes are not worn, waxing old upon you, and those shoes, thy shoes is not waxing old upon thy feet. Ye have not eaten bread, neither have ye drunk wine or strong drink, that ye might know that I am the Lord your God. And when ye came unto this place, Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us unto battle, and we smote them. And we took their land and gave it for an inheritance unto the Reubenites and the Gadites, and to the half tribe of Manasseh. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that ye do. Ye stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders and your officers, all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, thy strangers that is in thy camp, for the hewer of thy wood unto the draw of thy water, that thou shouldest enter into covenant with the Lord thy God and into his oath which the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee to do for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee a God, as he hath said unto thee, and as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us this day before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day. For ye know how we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations by which ye passed by, and ye have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away, go away this day from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wood and wormwood. And it came to pass when he heard the word of this curse that he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace though I walk in the imagination of my heart to add drunkenness, the Lord would not spare him. But then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven, and the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. So that generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land shall say, when they see the plague of the land and the sickness which the Lord have laid upon it, and that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is on, nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admea and Zeboiim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Even all nations shall say, whether have the Lord done thus unto this land? What meaneth the heat of this great anger? Then men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. For they went other gods and worshiped them, gods whom they knew not, and whom he had not given unto them. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against this land, to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And the Lord rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation, and cast them into another land, as it is this day. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed alone unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Amen.
Chapter 30. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessings and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither the Lord thy God has driven thee, and shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thine soul. That then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out into the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. And the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecute thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments which I command thee this day. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thy hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thine cattle, and in the fruit of thy land. For good, for the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in the book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, who shall go up? Okay, hold on. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, and that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whether thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whether thy path is over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the strength of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we don't have but three questions, but we still gonna talk a little bit about it. But our first question in 29 is, what had not worn out on the people in 40 years they were in the wilderness?
Is that verse 5? And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxing old upon thy foot.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And then 30, chapter 30. If the people turn back to, let me see. If the people turn back to God after all their punishment, what would he do for them?
Verse number 3, the Lord thy God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. So he will bring them back from captivity.
Yes, yes. And restore all that they had. He will give them back what they had. Amen. What was the easiest choice they had to make? What was the easiest choice they had to make? I don't know. It's in chapter 30. I'm down there somewhere, 19
or 20.
Yeah, it's 16
or 19. I got 19. Yeah, it's 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live.
That's it. That's it. And these are remarkable chapters. It's still on fire from 28. It really is, because these are still curses and blessings. 28 had all of them, but this 29 still got some. They still got some blessings and some cursings. Now, in the first verse, they was given a new covenant. God told Moses to do a new covenant with them. And an agreement covenant, because they was in the land of the Palestinians. They was in Palestine, and they had to keep the rules of the Palestinians and keep the rules, the covenant of God too. So he didn't want them worshiping those gods that the Palestinians was worshiping. So he was letting them know. And he was kind of really saying that he had blinded them, that they couldn't see or they couldn't hear what he had done for them. And I'm trying to find the verse. Let me see. He was telling them that the great temptation with thine eyes have seen the signs of those great miracles. Let me see if that's it. The Lord have not given you an heart to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear until this day. And I have led you 40 years, but they still wasn't catching on to what God was doing. They still hadn't caught on. Because he had brought them all the way through the wilderness for 40 years. They had went around in circles. That should have took probably 3 days, took them 40 years. Because they were so disobedient and hard-headed, stiff-necked. That's why it took them so long. But he still didn't let their clothes wear out. He still didn't let their shoes mess up, wear out. They should have knew it was a miracle from the Lord. They couldn't see that. They were still complaining about it all. They were still complaining. After they saw him deliver them from Egypt, walk through on dry land through a sea, while he held the water up on both sides of them, they still was complaining that he brought them out there to die. Honey, that's why God was opening the grounds up, letting them go through the grounds, opening up the grounds to swallow them up, because they was a mess. It was a mess, and we complain today so many different things. That's why I try my best not to. I know I complain. I really know I complain, but I try not to. It's hard sometimes, because sometimes when you don't let it out, it's like stress on you because you're holding it in and you don't want to say nothing, but it's all in your spirit, all in your mouth. It's in your heart. And sometimes you have to let that stuff out. Even if you have to talk to yourself, talk to the Holy Spirit, you have to let it out. But when God takes us through these trials and tribulations, it's for a reason. When he takes us through these tests, I say that. When we test it, it's for a reason. Definitely for a reason. And we should know that by now. God tests us for a testimony, so it can be a testimony. Does anyone have any questions or comments about 29?
Yeah, I have a little comment. I don't know if it's in 29 or 30, but it's just like, because God loved them so much, he just kept wanting to give them a way out. He wanted them to choose the right way. He just kept saying, okay, if you do this, I don't care if you all the way over there, I'm going to save your life. So just do right, and I got you. And it's like they just wasn't grasping it.
Yeah.
And that's how it is now to us. Like,
yeah.
You can go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're doing a good job.
But we do that now to this day. We don't see our way out, and we just keep on just messing up. Well, God didn't help me this time, so I guess I'm doing right. No, you better get right before you get left.
That's right. Yeah, God always give you a way out. You get in some mess, God will get you out of it. He give us a way out. He opened a door for us. We don't be looking for it. You know, we think we trapped, but God always give us a way out. Today, not in the Old Testament, not even the New Testament, but right today, God will give us a way out. All this stuff that's going on in the world. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I can hear from heaven and heal their land. He'll give you a way out. You just got to be paying attention. You got to be listening to what God's saying. You got to know what this word of God say. He said, humble ourselves before his mighty hand. If we don't humble ourselves, we'll be fighting Russia. We better humble ourselves. And every believer on this continent, on this earth, better be bowing to the Lord. Every believer. Because our prayer is going to do some things. Prayer changes things and circumstances. And people don't know their prayer is going up before the Lord. Just like back then, God will see their prayers come up before him, and then he'll start prayers. But if we ain't praying, if we ain't going up before the Lord, what we going to do? He ain't going to move. He want to see you. He already know what's going on. He said they ain't asking, they ain't praying, they ain't communicating with me, they ain't saying nothing. So he's saying, if you study worshiping idol gods, he named what the idol gods was, stone and wood and silver and gold, all this stuff we got in our houses and stuff, all this stuff. He said, he said a whole lot of stuff, what he was going to do to us, all these plagues, what's going on now, all the plagues and all the diseases. All of this stuff that's going on today, disease after disease after disease after disease going on. I'm telling you, we got to stop. We just got to stop. We got to do it. So it's hard for some people to see, but then it's not. Because God is doing a thing. God is telling you. I'm telling you. What God do you know? To send his only begotten son to save us. And we still being stupid. Doing stupid stuff. Anybody else with comments or questions?
I have a comment, and I really like verse chapter 30, where the Lord talks about the blessings of returning to him, and it just repeatedly just shows us that our God is a God of a second chance, and that even if you get off on the wrong track, that God is a forgiving God. And he tells us here, like in his verse 5 and verse 6, where he's telling you that he will give you the land, that he will prosper you,
mm-hmm.
but of course you have to do what thus said the Lord. So it was just showing the love of God, and that if we love him and keep his commandments,
yes.
love him with all
yes.
our heart and with all our soul, that
yes.
we may live,
yes.
that we may have life,
yes.
and that we may have it more abundantly. And it just,
yes.
I mean, I love both of the chapters, and it just shows that our Father, he's there for us. He really is there
yes.
for us. And just like you were saying, that we have to communicate with him, that we have to go before the Lord. We have to pray, which is a key element. We have to pray. I'm talking to myself. I know.
Yes.
So, and
yes.
it's just so good revealing to know.
Yes, yes, it is. If we do what he say do, if we just keep his commandments, if we just keep his laws, if we just try, God know our heart. He know if we want to do it. See, he got every avenue covered in the Bible. One scripture say, when I wanted to do good, evil was always present. When I tried to do good, evil was right there. Every time I wanted to do right, evil was right there. And then in one instance, it was saying I almost slipped. Almost. Mm-hmm. Because I talked about that in the sermon. Almost don't count. But I almost, because what it was, he was looking over there at the ones that was doing even wicked stuff, and they was prospering. And he was looking over there at them, and he wanted to do it, and he almost did it, but he didn't. You know what I'm saying? God, he'll bring you back. He'll wake you up. He'll God of many chances. God keep giving us chances. That's why some of these old people live long lives. Give them a chance, not always, but sometimes. Give them a chance to repent. Repent. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he'll let us stay here so we can repent. He sure will. He'll do it. Just so you can be with him, because he see your heart. He know that in the long run, you're going to repent. You're going to give your life back to God, because we do everything we big enough to do outside in this world when we out there. And when we come in, we still ain't all the way in. We straddle the fence. That's why he say, I don't want no lukewarm church. I don't want no lukewarm person. I want somebody that's real and that's going to be on the Lord's side, not sitting up there straddle the fence. God don't want that person. He said, you say you love me, but you don't. I love the Lord. He said, you never knew me. Who are you? You know what I'm saying? But he give us a chance, and he a God of a second chance. I know him to be that. I know him to be that. Any more comments or questions?
These are good. I want to piggyback off what you were saying a little bit. He gave us or them the easiest task to do. And it's like, I always, when I be talking to my boys, it's so easy to do bad, but it's so hard to be good. That's how you gotta work hard to be good. And you can't let something so easy and so wrong to throw you off, because you're going to have to work just as hard to get back to where you was at.
Yeah.
You're going to have to work
That's
even
right.
harder. And he gave them the easiest task. All he said was, love me. That's it. And keep
That's
my commandments.
Right. That's right.
Don't put no other gods
That's
before
right.
me. I will save your life. And
That's
easiest thing that they could have done And I guess to them it was just so hard because they were seeing what the other people was doing, and they worshiping this God, and they got all this stuff, and they worshiping this God, but we worshiping this God, and we don't got what they got, not
right.
paying attention to what's really going on. But all God right. said, well, if you do what I say do, I got you. We ain't hearing it.
That's
we ain't hearing with our ears. We hearing with our eyes. We ain't
that's
paying
it.
Attention to that. That's why God blinded
yeah.
them for that time, because
yeah.
he knew what
that's
they was going to do. And soon as
yeah.
as soon as they got a little itch, they took them out. They didn't even do right by God.
That's right. That's right.
And that's how that we go wrong in that area, right there. We always want to
yeah.
live like the Joneses. I don't even know who the Joneses is. But you want to know something? I don't care about no Joneses. I want to live how God want me to live. I want to do what God told me to do, because I want to
yeah.
see salvation. I don't even care if God don't bless me on this earth no more. As long as I can see King Jesus, I don't need
come
nobody
on
else.
Now.
I don't want to go nobody
come
else. And I just want to live for the Lord and do right for God. It's just that little
yeah.
bit of stuff we got to do so he can bless us.
Yes.
That's so easy.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's all I
but
want.
We got to know it. We got to know what to do. We got to study this word, because some people don't never open their Bible. They just listen to the preacher. They don't know. They just be saying, amen. Yes, Lord, preach now. They don't know really what this word is saying. So they keep on going through these same tests over and over and over again. But the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, honey. Believe me, it's going to cut you one way and sew you up another. Believe me. This word is sharp. And God got this, the word of God there for us. All we got to do, he said, the people perish for the lack of knowledge. They perishing and dying because they don't know the word to live. Don't know this word. The word is God. That's what John said. The word is God. The word was God. It's still God. We got to know the word of God in order to be able to get where he is. If you don't know this word, Lord, have mercy. I used to hear him say, just know a few lines and a few, you better come on with it. He says, study to show yourself approved unto God. Study. You got to know what to do and what not to do. Ain't no way you're going to be able to live a holy life without the word of God, because the word is God. In the beginning was the word. The word is God, was God, the word is God. We got to know this word. We got to know how to live by this word. Excuse me. We got to know this word to allow us people, how can I live holy? Get in the word. Honey, if you live by this word, you will live holy. If you do, if you know this word, you're going to live like the word says. Or you're going to die trying. They had been through so many things. Now, all the Israelites was dead. These they children right here. These the children of the Israelites that he brought out of Egypt. They was children when they come up out of Egypt. They was little children. But now he happened to teach them and tell them how to live. So this is what he's doing. Your parents gone. Now you, what you going to do? How you going to live? I'm providing for you everything that you need. All you got to do is live like I tell you to live. That's it today. We don't want to live like God wants us to live. And unless you know the word of God, you ain't going to know how to live. You're not going to know how to live. You're not going to know how to do the things you're supposed to do because you don't know the word. So that's why we have Bible study. That's why, you know, we go through this word. We learn it together. I done read this Bible over and over and over and over and over. And every time I read it, I learn something else new. I don't care how many times I read this word, how many times I go through the book of Deuteronomy, I find other things that I didn't see the last time. So there's no such thing as I know the whole Bible, and I know this and I know that, because God will give you a different meaning every time. Any more comments or questions? And you're right, Prophetess Morton. God, he gives us, and when you were talking, it came up in my mind where Solomon, David's son, he was so wise. He asked God for wisdom. God said, if you could have anything in this world, what would you want? He said, wisdom. That was good then. But Solomon, God blessed Solomon. Solomon got a chance to build a temple for the Lord. But Solomon had so many wives, and God was steady telling Solomon, don't marry these women, because they all was worshiping different gods. See, that's what's wrong. We get into this church and that church, this place and that place, and all worshiping different ways. In some ways ain't all good ways. These women was worshiping a God, but it wasn't the Almighty God. So it messed Solomon up with God, because he was saying he wasn't going to do it. But these women had more on him. You know, women know how to use their bodies and everything else to make their husband do what they want to do, want them to do. So he did. And he went to the temple with them, each one of them, so many wives. And he was trying to please them like they was pleasing him. He got messed up. I ain't going to never say he went to hell or not, but I know he got messed up worshiping other gods with his wife, with his concubines, all that kind of stuff. Mm-mm. We can't let that happen. We got to live holy before the Lord and before his people. I'm telling you, these times that we're in now, and I was reading over there today, it was saying that, let me see if I can find it. It was saying that a lot of these people, resurrection, it says a prediction. This is in chapter 30, verses 1 through 10 was a prediction. And the prediction of the regathering of Israel from all the nations to which she was scattered, because God scattered Israel. This regathering will occur at the second coming of Christ and will include restoration to the land of the Palestine, a work of grace in the people's heart. And let me see. That's all I see, because I don't know if that's with that. But, yeah, in the second coming of Christ, he going to gather all of the ones that's gone anyway. The grave's going to open up anyway. You know, because some of the people that died didn't have a chance to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. You know, So they gonna get up out them graves. Yes, ma'am. Do we have any more questions or comments? This is really good.
Yeah, that's real good.
Yeah.
I appreciate you too, Apostle, because I never would have probably picked up the Bible to even study. I didn't even see myself doing it. And I really do appreciate you for giving me a chance to be able to make things right with God. I never probably would have studied if it wasn't for you and your questions and going from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible. Like, this is beautiful. And thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, God bless you, Prophet. It's, you know, if we don't start somewhere, I don't know. We got to have a start. And I feel like if you start from the beginning, you won't go wrong. Just start from the beginning. You're not going to understand everything right then. But if you keep going over this word, if you keep reading here and there, because I have read the book of Psalms so much, I'll be trying to find the Psalms that I have not read, and I can't find it. Because I be trying to read a different scripture, like in the morning and in the evening. And every time, every scripture I've read, and, you know, I said, well, Lord, I can read all these scriptures. It don't take long if you get up. When you get up, you know, you don't have to say a long prayer. Lord, thank you for watching over us. Thank you for waking us up. You know, just say a little whatever and then go to your word and read a couple of verses or so it can be in your heart all day and get the moving. Sometimes we, and you can read 10 verses or you maybe can read a chapter and go ahead on. See if you understand what it means and go ahead on. If you do this every day, it's going to enhance your learning. God going to start speaking to you through this word even the more. It explodes sometimes. Sometimes I open it up and it just jumps off the paper at me. I can't explain it, but yeah. And I just thank God for it. I really do, because this word is alive. I'm telling you, it's alive. If you just pay attention to how he's talking to us through the word of God, I'm telling you, it's on fire. It just blessed my soul every time I read. And if my voice wasn't messed up, honey, I know how to read this word. When I read a scripture, you don't play with a scripture. That's why when I start fumbling, I be trying to get my voice right. You know, I don't, and I know it's my sinuses draining and all that, but once God healed this thing on me, I know how to read the word, because I was taught when you read the word, don't stumble over it. You read that word with compassion, and you read it with power. You don't play with the word of God. I don't play with it. When I read the word, I like to read the word with power like God wants us to read it. Bumping over it and skipping over it and all that kind of stuff. I don't like that. I don't like me doing it. I'm talking about to read it with power, with compassion, boldness, you know, so that we can understand, so we can get it down in our spirit, the word of God. Amen. I appreciate you all just being on, we talking about this word, because it's good and it's going to be a blessing and a help to you in this life. I'm just telling you, if you just stay with the word of God, it's going to take you. Or sometimes we're going to make mistakes. Sometimes we fall down. He married to the backslider. But let me tell you something. When you get up, you better dust yourself out and get back in alignment with God. That's all I can say, because I have failed so many times, and God got me up. He dusted me off. I have stumbled so many times. People act like they don't do it. He said we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. He said that. He said, and if you say you don't sin, you a lie and the truth ain't in you. It's right there in the Word of God. It's right there in the Word. We got to remember that. We sin, and if we're not using that as an excuse to sin either, because God will get you. He know your heart. But when we do fall, we can run to Jesus and repent. And repentance is turning from your wrongdoing. Turn away from it. And God will forgive you. Amen. Bless the Lord. We're going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you right now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin. Father, I just thank you for opening this word up to us on tonight. Lord, we thank you for the word of God. We just thank you for this Bible to live by. This a roadmap for our life, God. We thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, open up our minds that we may receive your word just like it is, God. Nothing added and nothing taken away from it. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone now under the sound of my voice. Bless their families right now, God. In the blood of Jesus, in camp angels all around about them to bless them, God, and protect them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. Y'all try to stay safe out that snow tomorrow. God bless you. You all have a good night. I love you. Have a good night.
God bless. Love you.
Good night.
Love you,
God bless you. Love you, too.
Love you. Love you. Good night.
Good night. God bless you.